Absolutely. So something that has always been a part of just conversation, whether it's in my home or the culture around us, has always been about body image and what you look like. And when I was a teenager, I think I started in sixth grade. I started having, kids around me. They would pick on me. They would make fun of me because of my weight or what I look like. And I started to internalize that. And, that's when I started to actually, withhold food from myself. I would start to starve myself because, you know, I needed to, or at least I thought I needed to fit into this image of what you were supposed to look like. So, so it would be lunchtime and I just wouldn't eat. And this would go on and on and on. And, you know, honestly, one afternoon I was in a class in middle school and I just passed out, you know, and everybody wanted to know what was going on. I went to the doctor. They wanted to do blood work. Well, of course, that was the moment where I realized and my family realized that, that I was anorexic, that I wasn't eating, you know, again, because I just had it in my mind that I needed to fit into this perfect mold, whatever that meant. And, you know, it would be looking at the cover of Vogue magazine so that I would look like, the girls in Hollywood or whatever. And it was really absolutely terrible. It was hurting myself. But that kind of began the whole eating disorder process for me. And honestly, it went on through middle and high school.
How did you get help?
Well, finally, it was one day I made myself sick, and it was really the voice of God speaking to me, because I knew in my head and my heart that what I was doing was wrong, but I hadn't vocalized it. And then finally the Spirit just said, you know, Jen, you have been created by God. God has a purpose for you. But how in the world is God going to use you if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take care of this temple where the Holy Spirit resides? And it was at that moment where I had an awakening. I went to my mom and I said, Mom, I have a problem. I need your help. And honestly, it was the Holy Spirit who I know saved me.
Jen, I wanted to ask you, what would you say to someone listening to Peace 107 right now who is dealing with this themselves? Maybe they realize they have a problem. Maybe they don't realize yet. What would you say to someone?
Oh my goodness. I would love to say so many things. But first of all, I always tell people, whether you are worried about your image or anything in life, turn to Psalm 139 and just read it to yourself and let the words be the voice of God, because it talks to you about being created by God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that is the passage that I hold on to. And I want every boy and girl, male, female, to know that they are special, and that that all of their affirmation needs to come from there. And then also, don't be afraid to ask for help. There is absolutely nothing wrong with going to a trusted friend or family member or a teacher or a principal to say, I'm struggling and I need support.
And Jen, something else that popped into my head, what you were talking about at the beginning of your story, reminds me, the Bible has a lot to say about our tongue and the power of our tongue in words. And those words, those hurtful, cutting words, really went deep into you and caused this problem for you. And it's a good reminder to be careful what we say and how we say things.
Oh, absolutely. And what was really interesting to me in the recovery process, and now later in life that I've done some more studies, that sometimes the words and the cutting tongue that you're talking about, it actually happens in the home. Because if you have a mom or a dad or a grandparent who's constantly, pulling themselves down by saying things like, well, I'm too fat, or I need to go on another diet. And if being on one diet fat after another becomes part of the home life, not that you don't want to be healthy, you know, by any means, don't get me wrong. But there are little ears that are listening and they're hearing that. And of course, there's brothers and sisters, if they're doing that, and, you know, little brother, little sister hears it, then they start to think, well, maybe there's something wrong with me, you know, because they compare themselves to the older sibling or, and of course, classmates. We have to be careful of what we say.
Everything you said there can be solved, can be cured, can be fixed with God's help, right?
With God, all things are possible. And so he gives us the power to overcome.